everybody. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you like that? WWE Family Podcast. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And it's me and my boy. Just daddy and the boy.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. Yeah, WWE Family Podcast.
Yeah.
There we go. Yep, Yuck Nasty, at Yuck Nasty on Twitter, YUKNASSTY. And at Iron Man Isaac on Twitter. Follow us, holler at us, tell us what you like. Shout out to everybody listening, you know what it is. Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to give any shout outs?
No.
All right. No shout outs to Even Dogger?
No.
All right, forget him. All right, this podcast is brought to you by IllAmazon.com, like always. Go there. Buy stuff. Buy Ryback. That's the one. Buy a Brock Lesnar. Yeah, I want a Brock Lesnar action figure.
So do I. I want Brock Lesnar, Ryback, and that's it.
Randy Orton, yep.
And Kane.
Oh, Kane. Yep, Kane's awesome. IllAmazon.com. Please go there, buy your stuff like normal, and it helps us out. That's it. And this is also brought to you by a new podcast called the WWE Fan Blast. What do you think about that? With me and I Love Tater Tots and Written Consent on Twitter at I Love Tater Tots and at Written Consent.
Cool.
Yeah. So check that out too, and here we go. Let's get into it. WWE, what's going on, boy?
Nothing yet. Nothing really. Nothing now.
Yep. So, how's school?
Good.
Yeah, you got 100 on your last science test that we studied for?
Yeah.
Give me dabs. Nice job, yep. What about the movie you watched at school the other day?
Gross. It's on Thursday, and that was gross.
The puberty video? Yeah. Yeah? What do you think about the puberty video?
I don't want to talk about it.
We won't talk about it. Come on. We'll go right into some good stuff. Okay, what happened on Raw? Remember Raw from Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
What happened on there? Oh, I am very pumped up for Undertaker and Punk's match at WrestleMania. I think that's going to be the best one.
I think so, too.
I love the way CM Punk is making fun of Undertaker and messing with him.
Last week. Sealed your own fate.
You sealed it.
You decided to make this personal. There's no escaping what's going to happen to you in WrestleMania.
Yes, it is.
Let me turn it up for you.
I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to hurt you bad.
I'm going to hurt you. Look at.
You have
none of this.
One chance to save your own soul. I want that urn. Back.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Undertaker. Oh, yeah.
That's how Paul used to talk.
Oh, yes. Undertaker. Oh, yes. Oh.
Look at him, he's got the urn.
No disrespect intended, Undertaker. I never could hit the high notes.
Yeah.
Paul wants you to know something. Paul wants you to know that his death wasn't just a personal loss. It's a professional loss as well.
Uh-oh.
What? Hang on. Ever the consummate manager. Paul also wants you to know that at WrestleMania, if you get counted out or disqualified, it's still a loss. Now, without a shadow of a doubt, Undertaker, you are the best at WrestleMania.
So it's just going
to
be a regular match.
WWE superstars, I don't have to tell you what 20-0 means. You know.
It should be something. It should be something big.
You can almost say
like Hell in a Cell, like last year, right?
So that was stupid. What? Because all they did was stay in the cage. They didn't run. They didn't take the announcer table out. They didn't throw anybody on top of that. That's what I want to see.
That's what Triple H and Brock Lesnar's match is going to be like. No holds barred.
What's that?
I think no count outs, no disqualifications. I think you can use whatever. Cares.
You found out. You find out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you I was born to beat the streak or that it's my destiny. No. I'm the one man in the world that can shoulder the burden
of snapping
your streak.
Heck yeah.
Because I'm willing to walk through hell and endure whatever pain you see fit to inflict on me.
So that's what I was telling Tater Tots. I was saying that if Punk wins this match, it like will immortalize
him. Beat
he beats the streak. Whoever beats the streak.
I am the one that is going to end your undefeated streak at WrestleMania. Hell.
He doesn't need a belt.
I am the one.
Look at that.
In 20 and 1.
Oh. Yeah, dear Undertaker.
Top almost came off. Again. No disrespect intended.
So what do you think about the what do you think about this match? Punk versus Undertaker at WrestleMania. Predictions.
Undertaker wins.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh no. What did you say? Undertaker wins?
Yeah.
Oh my lord. That's what Casey said too. And I went with Punk.
We all know Undertaker's just gonna block it. So Tombstone.
Oh my lord. So you think the streak is gonna continue, huh?
Yep.
No way! Punk is gonna beat him! No way, Punk is gonna win. He's gonna snap the streak.
Nope.
He's gonna snap the Undertaker's neck. He's gonna snap his arm off.
Nope.
Yeah, man. He's gonna
he's not.
Oh yeah.
Nope.
Dude, he's gonna come off with a chainsaw. No, I'm just kidding. So, hold on, no. I got control of this, boy. All right, so you think, so as you and Casey want the Undertaker, and I'm going with CM Punk.
Actually, three of us, because Tim said two.
Oh, Tim at school?
Yep.
Man, do I got to put him down
too? So did Gavin.
Tim and Gavin? What? I'm starting to like this guy a lot. I used to make fun of him, remember? When he was fighting Punk for the championship?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was ready to be a champion yet. He looks like Cyclops. Cyclops!
15,464 fans sold out in Pittsburgh tonight. And here is one of the reasons
this
why.
This is from SmackDown?
And King, we showed you why moments ago this man is in such a foul mood.
Was this last night from SmackDown? No,
that's
this was
Raw.
That was Raw? Okay.
And don't think that hasn't been on the mind of Ryback ever since.
So what he's doing here, this is the match against David Otunga and Ryback, right? But the point I want to get to is he smashes Ryback. You know he does. I mean, Ryback smashes he won the match. He beat Otunga.
The world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
Yeah, somebody go get the ass kick. Somebody go get the butt smack. Beat him up.
Finally, an even playing field. Ryback at 100%. Henry at 100%. Mark, just a minute.
So the one at SmackDown is when they started fighting, right?
Don't you
no, they never fought.
Thinking about taking another step towards that ring.
Towards?
Because they
at least
they want to fight,
now.
Except they won't. They won't fight each other.
Ryback?
Yeah, what happened at last night at SmackDown?
I'm taking you out of WrestleMania.
He said, what?
I am taking you out of the six-man
so it's gonna be
tag team match.
Why?
Ryback, you want to be in WrestleMania? Then you will go one-on-one with the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
Oh. There it is. So there's the match at WrestleMania. Ryback versus Mark Henry. Yeah. This better be a good match. What do you? Who do you think will win?
Ryback.
Yeah, I'm going with Ryback too.
Mark Henry, take a good look at this.
Yep. I want to see him do that to Mark Henry. Do you think he'll give him the shell shock? He said, "This is you."
Can't get any clearer than that. The battle of the behemoths at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so that's what it's going to be. The Goliath. Look at the arms on Mark Henry. That's like as big as you, Isaac. He's got like you hanging from his arms. Look at them. He really does. It looks like he's got two 10-year-olds hanging from his arms. From his shoulders, I mean. So that's what's going on. What do you think? We both go Ryback? I think a lot of people are going to go Ryback. I think this is going to be Ryback will win. He needs to win that match. Okay? Now, do you remember when Triple H came back a couple Raws ago?
Yeah.
Brock came in after Vince McMahon.
That we're surprised that Brock Lesnar is here. He's been represented by Paul Heyman.
After he busted McMahon's hip. And here comes Brock Lesnar out there after he was beating the crap out of, what's his name? Paul Heenan?
Yeah. Definitely.
The Weasel. I love Paul. I love Brock Lesnar, man. Look at his face. This was an awesome.
Did Beast turn on 3/4/13?
No, no, no. Remember? There they go. Bam, they collide. I like, this is going to be a good match. Look, they be fighting each other for real. I mean, he put his hand up, but still. I mean, it's still wrestling, but them boys be going at it. Look at, oh, dang. That busted his head. It's a steel pole.
Lesnar opened up with his skull, collided with a steel post.
I want to see blood at WrestleMania between these guys. This is going to be an awesome match, too. I'm excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Lesnar exploding out of the corner. Now being driven. The wound caused by Triple H seeming to drive Lesnar.
Yeah, are you sure he didn't return at old school? Raw old school? Oh my God. He could have.
No, I don't think this is old school. Look at the blood on him, man.
No, for the Beast of Thing that he returned. He could have returned on old school Raw.
All right, I'll look after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, he's got a chair. Let's go beat him up. Is he going to hit him ahead with it? Oh, dang! Did you see that? He caught him in the air and turned him and slammed him. Let's see. What is he going to do with the chair? Yeah, to the back. Look at the blood! There it is.
Oh,
all right, let's do it. Who's gonna win, Isaac?
Triple H.
Oh no! You did it too. You and Casey are with Triple H, and I'm going with Brock Lesnar.
But Dad, Brock Lesnar beat him 2 times and hurt his father. I think that something bad's gonna happen with him.
Man, I want to see it go down too. I wanna see blood. All right, let's check out this old school Batista before Isaac, and then we're gonna go to another clip from Raw on 3/18. No, this is old. See, look at Rock. Oh no, look at him. Is it? Yeah.
There is one man.
This could have happened.
Who The Rock wants to face at WrestleMania. Between those two, there is one man. One man who brings out the very best in The Rock. For professional reasons, for personal reasons.
Uh-oh.
That man is.
He did return, didn't he? I missed this part.
We both. So Dad, you and me watched the whole thing. We never missed anything. All of this could have happened.
Look at Batista, man. That boy is huge. Yeah. Is he gonna come up there? We don't have much time. We're gonna have to find another clip of this. Yeah, he does it. Oh yeah, look at. He did it all. Look at, they're going crazy. Welcome back, Batista. You see the signs?
Yeah.
So what's up? You got 10 seconds left. What are they going to do? That's it. We need to find a better clip of this.
See, look at all this.
Or maybe that was faked out. Maybe that had to have been faked.
Because look, 18/3/13. Goldenberg returns and killed the Shield.
That's, we knew that one was wrong. We seen that and we knew that one was chopped together. That might have been chopped together because I don't remember that happening.
We're gonna have to look at like the.
And then when you see it, it's got the Raw, the other Raw logo. See, it had this one when it was on old school Raw.
There
it had the the old
The Rock wants to face at WrestleMania between those two.
Well, what if it wasn't old school Raw? They just put it there.
Look, hold on. See, it's the whole old school Raw had that. See, it had this logo on here, and this never happened.
Well, let's. Well,
nice video. I liked it, but it didn't have any personal problems with The Rock. Like your comment. I said, what a cock block. Wasting everyone's time. Yep, he put it together. It was fake. Aw, if only. All right, so that was a fake video, Isaac. Another one. See, there's a lot of fake videos out there.
I know, so I wish that actually happened.
I know, me too.
My client, Brock Lesnar, has already signed this agreement for WrestleMania.
All right, so this is the thing.
If,
did you see this part?
Only if
yes,
you
this.
Sign this agreement to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, then... And only then I will tell you the stipulations we picked for you. Your game, game's on.
Yeah.
You forgot one part. You forgot I signed the agreement. You tell me the stipulations. I don't give a crap, and I kick Brock Lesnar's ass at WrestleMania.
Yeah, no!
Let's do this. Give me the contract.
No,
so here it
no.
is. Brock Lesnar, the beast incarnate at WrestleMania versus the game, the cerebral assassin, Triple H.
Look at how his neck
and
moves,
the winner
Isaac, when he talks.
Of the match gets your wife, Stephanie.
When he first said that, I was like, what do you mean, get to him?
But since we're talking personally, we all know that wouldn't work, because wouldn't it be more fitting if the loser gets Stephanie?
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Well, look.
Yeah, here comes the bodyguards.
He went way too far now. Triple H making the security guards pay. Heyman pushed the line. Triple H it. Heyman, they better get out of there. I don't think he can. Heyman's hurt. The security guards are taking it.
Yeah, look at that. Boom. There goes two security guards out the ring.
This.
There's a second. Oh! You see him hit his back on that on the ring?
Huh?
Look at that guy. It's just like, I'm out of here.
Wise.
to get when you spare no expense.
Oh. No!
You're hurting me!
You're hurting me, pulling my ponytail! Smash his face on the table. Smacks him around. Ooh, he's ripping his shirt open. What's he got underneath the shirt?
Oh God!
What shirt does he got on?
Help! Brock! Brock!
Oh, probably Brock's shirt.
How about this, Paul? Since I know Brock's not gonna come out here until I sign that contract, and I've got a captive audience. How about I take my time and enjoy this? How's that sound?
Oh, he busted his head open. I forgot that. Smack in his face.
Now he signs it.
I like this part. I would have read it first.
You want to make it official? Here we go.
Now that he signs it, here comes the man.
Now, go call your monster.
Three more hours and the girl should be here.
I know, right? Here he comes. Oh! Yeah, because everybody's got spring break next week. We're going to have a lot of...
Look at him.
But he's still got to do his dance. I got to do my little dance.
I'm afraid of what's going to happen to the game now.
Everybody knows your dance, man. Lester, just come up with the chair. Look at
the chair.
Oh, I forgot.
Look at what the game
I forgot he had this. He had the sledgehammer stat. Oh, it's going down.
Next thing you know, nothing happens. They laugh and they run
that
away.
Beating was worth it to get you to sign this contract. So, ladies and gentlemen, and Triple H.
Triple H.
It will be Triple H.
Triple H
versus Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
At WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
No count out.
No count out.
No disqualification. No stopping the match for any single solitary reason, because your match against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania will be no holds barred.
No holds barred.
I almost forgot.
Must
be the beating I took. When you face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, the added stipulation that we picked is that your career is on the line.
Yeah. Yep. So, once again, Isaac's going with Triple H, and I'm going with Brock Lesnar, the Beast.
You forgot one thing.
What's that?
Who do you think would win? This isn't a WrestleMania match. The Shield.
Yeah.
Versus Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Sheamus and Big Show.
Ooh, that is what's happening.
Who do you think would win?
Not the Shield. I'm going with the Shield.
Forget you.
I know.
They had the Big Show on there, Dad.
Casey went with the Shield, too. So it's Big Show, Sheamus, and Randy Orton, right?
I bet you guys like bad guys now and then.
No, I don't like bad guys. I just think
they're
going to
beat them. Then why are you facing for the Shield? Why are you going for Mark Henry? Why are you going for...
I didn't go for Mark Henry. I went for Ryback.
Well, why did you go for Brock Lesnar? He's a bad guy.
Because
Why are you going for CM Punk? He's a bad guy.
Because Punk's my dude.
Well, then forget you.
All right, Rock versus Cena.
Cena.
You going with Cena, too?
I'm going with Rock.
Huh?
Rock.
You going with the Rock?
Yeah.
Okay. Casey and I went with Cena. What about... What else do we got to pick for you? All right, it's going to be Team Hell No versus Team Skank and Pimples. I mean, Team Dolph Ziggler and...
And the Big Collie.
No, yeah. The big cow named E. What
hell
else you got?
No.
Yeah, I'm going... Yeah, we all went with Hell No, too. Yep, so... What are the matches are there going to be? Just six matches that
no,
we know about?
No, there's one more.
What's one?
Daniel Bryan. No, not Daniel Bryan. Doritos versus Jack Swagger.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Alberto Doritos. Yeah, so we'll get that one. All right. Doritos versus Jack
Swagger for his belt.
Swagger.
And someone's facing Otunga. No, not Otunga. The guy that has a United States champion.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Against the Miz, I think.
It's probably going to be Miz versus... What about the Intercontinental champion? Wade Barrett. So we got more matches.
Wade Barrett is fighting whoever he takes down a lot.
And Antonio...
Desire.
Was there any matches made?
First Jack Swagger.
On SmackDown
last
night? Not
Jack Swagger. I don't know because I didn't watch it.
I know I watched a little bit of it. We're going to have the girls here so we can do more. This week, we're going to do a few podcasts. I know Baby Girl wants a podcast. So we know Doritos versus Jack Swagger. Who you going with?
Doritos.
Alberto Del Rey Doritos. You going with Doritos?
Yeah.
Oh, who should I go with? I never liked Doritos.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Get you then.
You like Doritos and... Man, I don't know who to pick. Jack Swagger Doritos. Jack Swagger Doritos. Jack Swagger Doritos. Jack Swagger Doritos. Jack Swagger.
How about this?
I think they might give the belt to Jack Swagger.
Well, how about this, Dad?
What?
Heads, Jack Swagger. Tails, Dolph Ziggler. Not Dolph Ziggler. Doritos. What's the Doritos?
All right, go. What do we got?
Doritos.
All right, I'll go with Doritos.
That's what it is.
I'm going with Doritos. I wonder who's going to fight Wade Barrett for the Intercontinental and who's going to fight Antonio Cesaro for the United States. We'll figure it out. It'll probably
I think
be
it's Miz.
Miz versus Wade Barrett?
No, Daddy. Miz or what's his name? He was one of Edge's friends. Chris Jericho. One of them two are...
Chris Jericho?
Yeah, are fighting United States.
All right, well, we're going to have to figure it out for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll be back on another podcast. Thank you for listening to our gibberish about this. And what else you got to say? Anything else you got to say?
No.
What? Nothing else?
Nope.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening to WWE Family, another podcast. We're going to have more podcasts. If you want to talk to us, hit us up on Twitter. You want to predict some stuff and bet some stuff, we'll do some crazy bets, huh?
Not for money.
Well, not for money, but like a avatar bet or a sig bet on whatever, Twitter. We'll post some goofy pictures or we'll do something simple or something silly with you. Like I said, hit us up. We'll talk to you. All right? Y'all here?
Y'all here.
there we go. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, buddy.